Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yay. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our growing listening audience out there. We want to thank the 40,300-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Blog Talk Radio in terms of Home-Based Business 101, definitely making us one of those popular shows that a lot of people come to get information around home-based business, business development, mindset development, all of that that goes into, developing yourself a business and being able to work from home and just put together your own lifestyle of where you want to go and what you want to do. Hey, and we're doing a four-part series for the rest of the week between now and Friday on winning in business. Winning in business. That's our theme for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Winning in business. Four-part series here. And today we're going to start off and talk about what it takes to have a unified team. You know, when you're building your business, there's going to be, you know, and unless you're just running a solo operation, you know, you're going to have others that's going to be working with you. And you really want to have others that are working with you. You know, you can do so much more when you have a team. And when you look at, you know, great companies, they're unified team. And again, is one of the part I talked about in the preview for this is that we're going to look at winning in business and do some core analogies between winning in business and winning in NFL football. Winning in business. We remember last year and even going into this year, a team that was supposed to be one of the teams that supposed to be moving towards becoming an elite team. They're not unified. That's the New York Jets. You know, last year there was a lot of disunity on the team. You know, they got a lot of talented players, but you know, talented people as a group just can't get the job done all the time. You need a unified team. See, if you look closely at any great company, you'll find a unified team. You look even closer and you'll realize the culture of unity is intentionally created and protected. So you have to make sure that you protect unity in your business, especially if you're going to have other people that's a part of it in terms of having a team. So you got companies that's got smart people, talented people, but as a group, a lot of times they just don't get the job done. Why? Because they're not unified. If you have a team, you want to make sure that it's never under attack from one of the five enemies of unity. There's five basic enemies that will cause you to have disunity in your business or your team. We're going to take them and pick these five things apart. The first one is poor communication. Remember, we did a show here, lesson from John C. Maxwell. We talked about everybody communicates, but few connect. See, communication is the lifeblood of an organization. It is the grease that keeps the gears moving. See, but a lot of times people leave people in the dark. See, in order to be winning in business and have a winning organization, you must have a culture of communication where people get connected. Without it, team members are detached and insecure. So it's so important that you need, you know, decent communication. People need to know what's going on. They don't need to be left in the dark. They need to see themselves as a valuable part of the venture. people want to participate in something that matters. If they don't know what is being accomplished, why it matters, and how they fit into it, they can't feel good about their contribution. So you want to make sure that people know that they fit in, that they're a valuable part of the team. And so thus you want to keep them up to speed on what's going on. And when you're in doubt, over-communicate. You know, just share. Just make sure you share with people. You know, just share. Also, one of the other aspects of dealing with communication and effective communication is make sure you define the goals. See, make sure the people on the team understand what the goal is. Put the goal in writing. And agree on predetermined goals, and accountability will motivate your team members. So require weekly reports. See, you know, if you got a goal and people working on it, and you got to have them motivated about it, require people reporting on what they're doing around the specific goal that the business is working on at that time. You know, these are some of the things that we're implementing in our own personal business here. You know, have leadership development calls with people so that you can talk about what the goals are and then get people to buy in. Ask them, what are you going to be accountable for? Okay, what can we hold you accountable for? All right, great. We can hold you accountable for such and such. Okay, good. As you work on that during the week, do your progress, turn in a report. All right, let's know what you are doing. So you got to make sure that the goal is communicated. Next is you want to, you know, make sure that people understand the legacy that the company is working to build and who will sacrifice, refuse to quit, pay the price for success. And when they do, you got to tell their story and make their stories a part of your business culture. This is so important. So important. People got to know that they're building something great, that they're building something that's going to last. So that way when you ask them to sacrifice, they're willing to pay the price for the legacy that the business is going to leave. It's got to be more than just a dollar bill. It can't be just about, you know, I'm just here to get paid. That's the case. You need to replace that person. You're going to pay people. You're going to make sure people get paid, but you want people that's there because they want to build the company. And this is a powerful one right here to help with communication. You need to create a mission statement. Create a mission statement, and as you create this mission statement, you ask people to participate, buy in to help them with the shaping and creation of the mission statement. But as the leader, you know, you got to make sure you're doing what's important to help push that vision forward. So you got to do that. The team is not a team unless there's a shared goal and vision. They can't share it if they don't know what it is. The biggest problem, why people... And that's why, you know, I don't even like using the word team with everybody that I work with. Because unless there's a shared goal and vision, you're not a team. That's just bullcrap. Sometimes people like to be nice and call themselves a team, and you're not a team. You got to have a mission statement. And everyone that's on the team's got to memorize it and put it in their hearts and make it a part of them. Other than that, they ain't on your team. Let's just be real. You know, you got to be real when it comes to this. This is powerful in terms of communication. Address problems thoughtfully. Have people bring problems only to someone who can do something about them. Avoid impulse communication with your team when you're angry or upset. Communicate in such a way that individuals aren't harmed or embarrassed. Handle issues the way you want your own issues dealt with, or people will question your integrity. Remember, the greatest problem in communication is the illusion that it's been accomplished. Communication should be attempted early and often and should be ongoing. So you want to make sure, again, if there's a problem, people need to discuss that with somebody that can help solve the problem. Make sure when you're upset, that's not a good time to be communicating with your team, so you don't send mixed messages. Hey, the next obstacle number two you need to overcome on your team or in your business, and this is a very deadly one right here, it really kills team unity, is gossip. Maybe human nature for people to talk about each other, but that doesn't mean you have to put up with it. It's impossible, keyword, impossible, to create a unified team with a bunch of gossipers. Gossip pushes people apart instead of pulling them together, and everybody knows you can't trust a gossip. Gossip is unfair to everyone involved. It's unfair to the gossipers because they must toll in a problem situation with no hope of resolution. It's unfair to others who hear the gossip because it undermines passion for their work, confidence in their leadership and belief in your vision. It's also unfair to you because you aren't given the opportunity to address the problem with your business. So you should have a no-gossip policy on your team. Someone does it once, warn them. Someone does it twice, fire them. You send a message that's unacceptable. And you got to deal with that because, see, it goes back to that PMA and NMA, positive mental attitude, and NMA, negative mental attitude. People that gossip got negative mental attitude and negative stuff. You know, there's going to be some times when you're going to have some issues and things that don't go right. But that's why, you know, you have to have the philosophy that negatives go up, positives come down. Negatives could mean if there's something that happened that just didn't go right, that person needs to take it to the person that can resolve the situation. Not sit around and gossip with somebody, and then when the person walks in the room, everybody get quiet. You know, it's ever how you can tell when somebody's talking about you. People are talking, and then you enter the room and everybody gets quiet and their eyes, they look at each other, and then they move in different directions. They were talking about you. That's right. But they don't have the courage to say what they want to say to your face. In business, that will destroy your team. You must get rid of gossipers. You must make it a policy for people to understand that gossip is disloyalty. And it fosters a negative spirit that will trash the organization or the business. And if people you want to gossip, you fire them. That don't mean that people can't bring forward something, you know, that they felt went wrong, and let's find a way to resolve it. But gossiping about people, hey, that's the stuff people do on their jobs or whatever in a business. And you want to develop a strong business organization or whatever, you got to nip that in the bud. And just cut it off, you know. Because if you don't, it's going to destroy your company. Okay, next, number three, unresolved disagreements. Most leaders don't realize that unresolved conflicts are destroying their business. They're not even aware that these conflicts exist. That's a result of poor communication. So you want to make sure, you know, that your communication is up so that if there's a conflict, something that happened, with a person from one department in another department, that communication is the key to fighting the enemy of team unity. Each week, every team member needs to report to his or her leader, and the leaders read their team members' weekly reports and pass them along to, you know, to the proper people. That way, leadership is involved in all the day-to-day activities. And when a leader believes that one team member may be upset with another at work or has a problem with an assignment process, the leader gets to involve parties together and straighten things out. You got to resolve conflict. There's going to be conflict and stuff at times, and you know you got to resolve it. Deal with conflict like you would deal with a splinter. Pull it out right away, even if it hurts. Don't leave it until it's infected, causing even greater pain. A little confrontation can wash out the wound and allow the parties to go forward in a spirit of unity. You know, so you got to do this. See, most companies try to avoid conflict, you know. So, you know, if you got people, if you see, you want, in order to resolve, you got to be able to know how to resolve conflict. Don't avoid it. Don't try to escape it. There's going to be conflict at times. Next is lack of a shared purpose. Have you ever seen a football team, a successful football team, that didn't know where the end zone was? I don't think so. See, there's a shared purpose. You got to have a shared purpose. See, and if your team is lacking a shared purpose, it's because you, as the leader, have not restated your company's goal, vision, and mission enough. So you need to, you know, once a week, is just reemphasize the vision, always recasting the vision. It might be, you know, repetitive to old timers, but it's brand new to a lot of people. See, the mission statement and the vision has to be recasted and recasted and recasted. You can find new and creative ways to share your mission statement, but always remember there's a goal. There has to be a goal. Otherwise, how can your people know where they are headed or how much progress they are making? So it's very, very important that we do that. And next is sanction incompetence. This really messes you up. When one team member is allowed to work less or consistently has a destructive attitude, it's a disaster waiting to happen. If you don't deal with the offending team member, the rest of the team will become demoralized and resentful. You cannot allow incompetence to continue unchecked, whether it's related to social interactions or job productivity. See, you know, I mean, it's so important. I mean, I never forget one time, you know, running a summer program one summer, and we had this negative worker. And the negative worker, again, gossip, would always talk about me behind my back. Not only talk, but actually outright lied. And, you know, some of my other, you know, workers, which were younger people who were young interns, would come and bring it to my attention, would tell me, you know, that, you know, she was making them sick to their stomach, you know. And Baba Jahi, you know, why, you know, this lady's saying that, why she's doing that, you know. So, you know, we confronted the woman about it, you know, and she didn't want to change. We had to fire her. But, again, you cannot allow a negative attitude to be around is destructive, nor can you allow someone who's not holding up their end of the work, picking up the slack, doing what they're supposed to do. If you let one person do less, then everybody's going to say, you don't say nothing to them. You always point out when I'm not doing something right, but you don't say nothing to so-and-so. You can't allow that to happen. You can't sanction incompetence. When people are incompetent, you either got to help them improve or you got to let them go. You know, you either got to help them improve or you have to let them go. You know, you cannot have incompetent people on your team. If one person slacks off, the next person feels they're entitled to do the same. Soon everyone is working as little as possible, spreading like a cancer. Sanctioned incompetence becomes the lowest common denominator. In other words, the worst worker eventually becomes the one setting the standard simply because a spineless leader won't step up and deal with the situation. Sometimes the solution isn't pleasant. Some people thrive on conflict, and they simply determine to work as little and get away with as much as possible. When this happens, the leader may have to set that person free to find a suitable environment for his or her attitude. So, man, yeah, you're going to have to fire some people. You're going to have to get rid of some people. And I know a lot of times people don't like doing that. They don't like doing what Donald Trump says. You're fired. But you cannot have incompetent people on your team. That's why I don't look for employees. I look for business partners. You know. See, you know, you want a team of people that's passionate about the company mission. See, that's what you want. A team of people that's confident about what you want to do. And passionate about it. If they're not passionate, people not passionate about what I'm doing, tell them, you know, hey, you know, go help somebody else. Don't come here, you know, well, you know, but I like what you're going to pay. No, you got to like what we do. And these are keys to winning in business as you put together your business, you know, to move forward. These are some of the keys that you definitely need to have to push your business forward and be able to win and develop a winning strategy and a winning philosophy in the world of business. So, you know, you want to fight what we call the five enemies of keeping you from having a unified team. That's poor communication, gossip, unresolved disagreements, lack of shared purpose, and sanctioned incompetence. You fight those five enemies, and you should be able to prosper and move forward with your team in terms of building a team and taking your business or your organization to the next level. You let any one of those things go unchecked, you're going to have some problems. So you want to build a culture of unity within your business and in your team. And, you know, that's so, so important, so valuable. And you do that, hey, you're going to win. All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. We're going to wrap today's show up with our theme song called It's My Time. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you really understand the importance of having positive music and positive inspiration that you listen to, motivate you, move you forward. Because if you don't, you're in trouble. Thank you.
We hope you.
All right, all right. It's my time. Hey, we thank you for tuning in this morning and join us again tomorrow morning as we do part two of Winning in Business. If you got any questions or comments that you'd like to share, make sure you send us a text at 252-406-0774. That is 252-406-0774. Include your email address in that text. And until next time, hey, God willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll be right back at you tomorrow morning, same time, same station. Take care. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for your support.